This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And now, our latest installment in our occasional food series, Farm to Fork.
With Tremont 647 chef and owner Andy Husbands, we take you out into the farms, fields, and markets to search for the best ingredients New England has to offer.
Then we head into the kitchen with Andy to cook up a dish and post the recipe online.
And nothing says New England in this season more than maple syrup. And it turns out that even the most densely populated community in the region, Somerville, has a sugar shack of its own.
And who would have thought? But it's true. And it comes from the folks at the community nonprofit Groundwork Somerville. That's where I caught up recently with Chef Andy Husbands. So we're here in beautiful Somerville, not far from Somerville Ave in the Market Basket. And Andy Husbands, why have you brought me here?
We're going to learn about maple syrup today. And believe it or not, people are actually making maple syrup in Somerville.
Who would have thought?
You know, I mean, there's maple trees everywhere, so why not here?
So let's go in and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
My name is Chris Mancini. I'm the executive director of Groundwork Somerville.
So this is a really great confluence for me because I live in Somerville.
Oh, yeah.
And I grew up, a big part of my life I spent growing up in New Hampshire, and that's where I think I need to go to get maple syrup.
Oh, yeah. You think you have to go all the way up there.
Didn't realize I could just go down past the Market Basket on Somerville Ave.
Yep.
So how does this work?
So we tap trees pretty exclusively on the Tufts University campus because they're a little set back. This year we tap about 10 trees, and we have a wide network of volunteers who do sap pickup for us.
So is the idea, is this part of a program to educate folks in the city about the wonders of maple trees and maple syrup?
Yep. The other half of the program is a four-week curriculum we do with every second grade classroom in the public schools.
I see.
And so that's our other army of volunteers. We have our sap collectors and then we have our educators. So they're in every school every week in every second grade classroom doing a multi-curricular lesson plan that addresses science and math and literature all around the concept of the maple tree.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It culminates in our maple syrup boil down, which is a Friday and Saturday event. The Friday event is all the second graders coming to boil the sap, to learn how to actually tap the tree and test the knowledge that they gained. And then Saturday is an open public event, and we had over 500 people come out, even though it was raining this year.
Now, of course, when you mentioned boiling down, you need to get a lot of sap, right?
Yep.
For one unit of maple syrup, what is it, 16?
40.
40?
40 gallons to 1 gallon.
Wow, that's a lot of sap.
And that answers the question why it costs so much in the supermarket.
So I'm Ty Dinnan. I'm the gardens coordinator for Groundwork Somerville. This year, our sugar content was lower in our sap than it was last year. Last year was a really, really good year. We boiled a similar amount of sap last year, but we just got way more syrup than we expected, and that was because our sugar content was about 2%, and this year it was closer to 1%.
What lowers the sugar content?
This year, the winter has been very strange, and we really had no idea if we were going to get much of a sap flow at all. We never got a deep freeze. In fact, it went above and below freezing almost every day for the whole winter.
Confuses the trees and confuses...
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I'm certainly not schooled in this. I know it up to a second grade and general public level, because those are the two populations that I work with. So in January, we were sort of scratching our heads thinking, should we tap? Should we wait? Are the trees going to bud soon? Are we going to have to stop soon? So we did it about 2 weeks early, and we got a great sap flow.
So how much maple syrup do the maple trees in Somerville actually yield?
We made 3 gallons this year. Last year, we made 4.5, and that was the most that we'd ever made.
So Andy, it was like liquid gold.
Yeah. And
you better do something really good with it.
Well, I'm very excited. And this is going to fulfill two things for me. I just released my new barbecue cookbook.
Oh, fantastic.
Wicked Good Barbecue. So with spring coming, I thought it'd be fun to make a barbecue sauce. And then we're going to serve it with a little bit of a brisket that I made this morning.
And we're going to do it right here in Groundwork Somerville.
So what we like to use is more kind of a glaze. So this is something that you would not necessarily cook with, but more that you would put on afterwards. In the pan, I have some of the maple syrup, and I'm just going to bring it to a boil, and I'm going to add my spices to it. We have dried thyme, powdered garlic, mustard seed, cumin.
I can smell the cumin already.
Szechuan pepper, which really gives it a nice snap to it. Cayenne and black pepper. Cook this for a couple minutes just to simmer it to let the spices blossom out.
So what I'm smelling right away is the cumin, which is really nice contrast with the sweetness of the maple syrup.
Oh, absolutely. And when I do use cumin, I'm using whole cumin seed that we toast to bring out the natural oils and then pulse them. Not necessarily puree them to make them fine, because I still like them to have a little bit of crunch and a little bit of kind of sharpness. Then I'm going to add my Worcestershire, my vinegar and ketchup. You can see it's starting to look like barbecue sauce, but it's a little bit different. It's a little bit, as you can see, thinner. Mm-hmm. It's a little more opaque, glossy. And then the piece de resistance with my bad French accent. This is the point, or they'll call it the flat of the brisket. Just going to slice this up some pieces here.
Mm. This is so good. So what I like about this sauce, Andy, I've been accused by certain people that I'm close to in my life of being a spice wimp. And so this has a nice sweetness with just a hint of kick.
And of course, you know, you can make yours, set it aside, and those people who so call you a wimp, they could add more pepper to it or more cayenne.
It's heaven. I'm just going to stay here and eat this for the rest of my life.
And for me, I can absolutely tell, if you put this next to the one that I have in my restaurant right now, I can absolutely tell the maple different. I love it. It's absolutely great. And how cool is it that it comes from Somerville?
It's amazing.
I think it's like Portlandia.
That's right. Local trees, gently reared, humanely treated.
Massaged daily.
Hmm.
You guys want some more?
You can find photos and Andy's barbecue recipe, and it's good, at RadioBoston.org.
Coming up, etiquette advice for the college grad. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Anthony Brooks. Stay with us. It's Radio Boston.